Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Good afternoon. It is Thursday, September 24th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news on Sunday, September 20th, 2020, around 7 p.m., Deputy Sheriff Cotto responded to the Walmart Supercenter in Wauchula, Florida, in reference to a shoplifting complaint stemming from a concerned citizen observed what he believed to be suspicious activity. The citizen saw two subjects he was familiar with, Stephen Scott Staten and Bobby Joe Redfern, exiting the store with shopping carts filled with multiple items, including a TV and soundbar. He had suspicion the items were stolen due to previous incidents involving the two shoplifting from Walmart, so he informed a store manager. Surveillance video did show Staten and Redfern leaving the store with multiple items which were not paid for and placing them into a red-colored Chevrolet Impala. Locating the address of where the registered owner of the Impala lived, Corporal Alvarez and Deputy Cotto made contact with Staten, who was wearing the same clothes as seen on the video. The stolen TV and soundbar were recovered from the Tropicana Motel in Wauchula, and the other miscellaneous items were located at Redfern's residence. The value of the recovered items, which were returned to Walmart, was over $800. Information received led Sergeant Adler, Corporal Alvarez, and Deputy Rosado to the Tropicana Motel to retrieve the electronics, where they spoke with Alexander Herrera, who said Redfern had dropped off the TV and soundbar. When Herrera invited law enforcement inside, they observed several items associated with drug use, including blowtorches and glass pipes, which were tested and did have positive traces of methamphetamine. Herrera indicated his girlfriend, Brittany McDaniel, was hiding in the kitchen cabinet due to her having an active warrant of violation of probation. Herrera and McDaniel were arrested for possession of methamphetamine and drug equipment, possession and or use. Staten and Redfern were arrested and charged with larceny and retail theft of $300 or more. Without the collaborative efforts of the citizens of Hardy County and law enforcement, the case would not have been solved so quickly, demonstrating how law enforcement truly relies on the community's help. By working together, we can keep our homes safe. Aftermath is paying it forward to teachers and educators who go above and beyond to educate, mentor, and connect with their students each and every day. Nominate your teacher or educator and win $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000 in grants. To enter, submit a 60-second video or 100-word essay with photos highlighting the qualities that make your teacher or educator awesome and why they deserve to win these grants for their online or in-classroom initiatives. Visit aftermath.com/education-grant to learn more. Your local events this Thursday, the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host their September Lunch and Learn. It's at the Train Depot, 135 East Main Street. For more information and to RSVP, visit hardycc.com. Your jobs in Hardy County, Supermat and Wauchula is looking for a laundry cleaner attendant. No qualifications necessary. Everyone with work authorization is welcome. Mobile Staff Solutions is looking for an accounts payable clerk. Previous experience in accounting, finance, or other related fields, a fundamental knowledge of GAAP, the ability to prioritize and multitask, strong organizational skills, and a focus on deadlines and details is required. The United States Postal Service is looking for a rural carrier associate. Applicants must have a valid state driver's license, a safe driving record, and at least 2 years of unsupervised experience driving passenger cars or larger. The driving must have taken place in the U.S. or its possessions or territories or in U.S. military installations worldwide. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing you to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather partly cloudy, temperature 82 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 71.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 70%. Heat index is 86. Winds east at 11.5 miles an hour. Visibility is 10 miles and the altimeter read 30.02 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 4:07 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs around 90, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. Tonight, partly cloudy, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the evening, then isolated showers and thunderstorms after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 30%. Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 80%. And Friday night, mostly cloudy with scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the evening. Then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the mid-70s. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Chance of rain, 30%. That is your 102.1 The Outlaw weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The fresh produce business has shown some resilience in response to pandemic-related swings in demand. That's according to University of California Davis Assistant Professor Kristen Kiesel, who says the pandemic caused astonishing disruptions to the produce business, especially as sales to restaurants and other institutions mostly evaporated. She says the overall produce business is now operating at about 20% below pre-pandemic projections. Wholesome Meats, a Texas-based regenerative ag brand offering nutritious premium ground beef is taking on the fake meat industry. Launched on National Cheeseburger Day, September 18th, the premium beef company is partnering with several local restaurants and grocers to highlight its good for you and good for the planet meat. Wholesome Meats uses regenerative farming, a holistic approach to food and farming systems, rebuilding and enhancing the soil's health by restoring its carbon content, which improves productivity at the farm and heals the planet. Go to GetWholesome.com for more. Organic is on fire. That's the latest from Wenatchee-based Stamilk Growers Marketing Director Roger Pepperell about organic apples out of Washington State. Pepperell tells ThePacker.com, we are now seeing retailers hit 15 to 20% in organic apple sales. This takes strategy and attention, but the business is there for retailers who seek it. He says Stamilk is ready for further increases in demand, having first gotten into the organics more than 30 years ago.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water. When in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water. They actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata as pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live is part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. There are a number of programs out there to promote women in agriculture, but Lynetta Usher-Greiner says there are plenty of leadership roles for women all throughout the industry, and she would know.
I was the first female president of the Florida Forestry Association in its 90-year history, and I don't believe it was because they didn't want women. It was just, I was just at the right place at the right time.
Greiner, who's a landowner, logger, and cattle producer in North Central Florida, says she encourages other women to seek out industry leadership positions.
Farming is not for the faint of heart. I don't call myself a farmer, but I think that a lot of people fill those roles, whether it's farming or logging, you know, agricultural roles, without calling themselves farmers. On the USDA website, it says that a third of America's farmers are women. And I think it might be even more than that because of that simple reason that people don't identify as a farmer. But women have been involved in agriculture from the get-go. They've always been partners with their husbands in the ownership of the farm because they have a vested interest just like their husband does.
Greiner is still the only female to ever serve as the president of the Florida Forestry Association, but she hopes to see that change very soon.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hamrich.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. 870,000 Americans applied for unemployment last week, an increase from the week before, and a higher number than analysts were expecting. They were looking for something closer to 850,000 first-time applications for jobless benefits. It was a lower open this morning for Wall Street, traders turning more pessimistic about the prospects for another economic stimulus package from Congress. They're also wondering what, if anything, more the Fed can do to jumpstart the economy. Just over 1 million Americans purchased new homes last month. Sales of new houses rose 4.8%, continuing a summer spike in sales. Smoke from the West Coast wildfires has tainted grapes in some of the nation's most celebrated wine regions, and growers say it could spell disaster for the 2020 vintage. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With Esperance Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Tampa Bay Rays clinched their first AL East title since 2010 with an 8-5 win over the New York Mets. Rays center fielder Kevin Kiermaier has been with the club since 2013.
It means the world. It's something I always wanted to be a part of, and took a little bit longer than what I expected, but it's a very competitive, tough division each and every year, and we've been close. Could never get over the hump, and, 2020, we're running a different story.
There's a new leader atop the AL Central. Minnesota tops the division by half a game after Jake Cape smacked a pair of home runs at a 7-6 decision over Detroit. Chicago was losing to Cleveland 3-2 as Jordan Luplow's walk-off homer dropped the White Sox into second place in the Central. Toronto clobbered New York 14-1. The Yankees are in danger of playing their wild-card series on the road. Houston lost to Seattle 3-2 as the Astros fall back to .500. They still hold a 2.5-game lead for the last America League playoff spot. This is Esther in sports. San Diego's already clinched the playoff spot, but their second straight loss, 5-2 to the Angels, left them unable to clinch home field advantage of the wild card series. In that game, Padres starter Mike Clevinger was suddenly pulled after only one inning with a right biceps injury. Padres first baseman Eric Hosmer on the possibility of losing Clevinger for the playoffs.
It'd be a big blow if we lost Clev. I think a lot of us, we're hoping for the best news. He's fit in, extremely well with this team. He's getting along great with the guys. You can already see him rubbing off on other starters.
Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 6-1. The Reds' ninth win in 11 games has them one game over .500 and tied with San Francisco and St. Louis for the National League's fifth playoff spot. Miami dropped their fourth in a row, losing to Atlanta 9-4. The Marlins are half game ahead of Philadelphia for the last spot in the National League. Philadelphia beat Washington 12-3. Miami has a 3-1 lead in the NBA Eastern Conference Final after defeating Boston 112-109. Tampa Bay has taken a 2-1 lead in the Stanley Cup Final with a 5-2 win over Dallas. With Esther in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: as you get older, three things happen. The first is your memory goes, and I can't remember the other two. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We'll see you then. Have a great rest of your afternoon. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.